I'd like to introduce Brandon Burris, who's originally from Columbus, Ohio. So Brandon, come and tell us how God has had mercy on you.
Good evening, folks. My name is Brandon Burris. I usually get nervous when I start this kind of stuff. I am from Columbus, Ohio. I'm 29 years old. I have been battling drug addiction for the past 16 years of my life. I have been in and out of treatment centers, incarceration. I have a 10-year-old daughter. She is in Columbus still. She is staying with my parents right now. I grew up in a somewhat of a good home. I grew up playing baseball and basketball. I played in a Little League World Series twice. So I have a lot of sports in my background. Dropped out of school when I was 16. Off to the races from there. Became a full-blown heroin addict by the time I was 18. But my past is my past. About 2.5 years ago, I got in some trouble with the law, and I was facing up to 5 years in prison. they were real stern about me doing 5 years in prison until I actually got in trouble while I was incarcerated and was sent to the hole. And I did a lot of thinking there, a lot of praying, and while I was in the hole, they came with an offer to give me one more chance to turn my life around, and they placed me in Justin's Place program, which I didn't think was possible. I was ready to go to prison. I was ready to spend the next 5 years in prison. When I got to Justin's Place, I was real hesitant about being a Christian. I've been to 9 treatment centers, but I've never, ever have applied Jesus Christ in my life until I have today, which is still a struggle every day. But from what God has done in my life, He has opened my eyes to Him. He has shown me a way that I never thought was possible. There was a few years where I didn't have my daughter in my life. I didn't talk to her. I didn't see her. I didn't have nothing to do with her, but she is placed in my life now. She loves to call me. She loves to talk to me. She always asks me when she's going to be able to come down here and stay with her daddy, which is amazing because He has given that back to me. He has showed so much grace and mercy and love on my life that I still have trouble seeing it, but He keeps opening up my eyes more and more each day by waking me up each day, and He's placed wonderful people in my life. He's placed wonderful friends that I have today. He's given me an opportunity to serve on a recovery team when I was out in LaBelle to be able to give back and help other men. He keeps bringing so many more blessings in my life each and every day, which I'm so grateful for, and which I come to towards the end here that he's done some in my life and places somebody in my life that wants me to be a part of a vision to help other addicts and to possibly be a part of reaching out and bringing others to Christ, and which is something I've been praying on. And from the past couple weeks, He placed somebody in my life that is now wanting me to be a part of His vision and to be able to reach out and help others. So I'm grateful to Him. I'm grateful to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing me to come up here and speak, and I hope you all have a blessed night. Thank you.